Scorpions Avenue.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklubber Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two fine fellows, no Saul Bellows.
A.k.a. two dudes not afraid to ask, what's Karen going to complain about now that the CDC says no mask? Thank you, James Gregman, you nasty beautiful. Little... You beautiful filthy bastard, you. I love you, buddy. You filthy little monkey.
Yeah.
Guys, you are amazing. All of you who send in the AKAs, I love it. All you got to do is hashtag AKA Sklarbro. We'll see it in the feed as the latest ones. Do it. Do it. Do it. I love seeing it.
Please do it.
Follow us on Twitter. We're at Sklarbrothers. At Sklarbrothers everywhere. On Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok. Love it. And we got some live dates coming up in the fall, so check those out. We've got a great story I want to jump into right away. Shall we, Jay? Yeah, let's jump into it. All right. I'll say this. If you have to work that hard to get her back,
it's not going to happen.
Ain't going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Married people don't sit around at dinner parties, let me just say this, and talk about how he did everything against everyone's will to try and trick and lure me back into our relationship. And here we are, happier than ever.
20 years ago, that happened, and look at us today.
Ours is a relationship built on the fundamentals of mistrust.
Look at us now,
right? We're good, right?
Past the Brussels sprouts.
No. Think about how hard you are working to keep someone in a relationship. It shouldn't be that hard.
No.
Am I right, Jay?
Yes.
Should not be. In college, I took an accounting class.
I remember.
Jay and I both took this class.
I took it myself.
My mind does not work well with it. I can do math and I understand finances of your life. I understand those things, but my mind could not wrap around the concepts of accounting. Mm-hmm. And on the very last day of the where I could drop the class, I said, you know what? I got to cut bait here. This is a lot of my time and a lot of my effort. It created a lot of stress. But if I drop it now, I have like a F in the class, or a C or a D or an F. I drop it now. It's not on my record. I tried it. I couldn't do it. I got to let go of it. And I did.
I should have done the same thing.
Because I was like, this shouldn't be that hard. Like, I love learning when you get it and you're motivated to work harder and that things are challenging. I like that. But when you just cannot get it, just stop it. Get away from it. That was a great lesson that I learned. And I think people need to face the facts of life and sort of do that with relationships. All right?
Agreed.
Like, this is what people aren't admitting failure and moving on in this country. To me, I think it's freeing. More people should try it.
Look, you tried to storm the Capitol on January 6th.
You tried to overthrow the government. It failed.
The election didn't change. Move on.
We couldn't decertify and elect the results in Arizona with a bullshit sort
recounts. Yeah. You lost. You got to move on.
Move on and then figure out how to move the GOP forward. When you don't admit failure and move on, you're stuck in a lie. And
you do really stupid stuff.
It's like Steven Seagal painting his hair on, right?
Yeah.
He paints his hair on his head. We've seen it up close, Jay.
Most hair doesn't look like the paint.
Yeah. Most hair doesn't look painted on. You look like a crazy person. You know how badass you would look with like bald with a Fu Manchu?
You'd look cooler.
Move on. Instead, you got to hang on the cliff that is your youth like it's a huge lie.
It's just a giant lie.
That's what happened in this next story. And once you feel for the guy and simultaneously, if he was my friend, I'd tell him, just move that.
Move on, dude.
Please move on. Here we go. An Iowa man faked his own death in a ruse to lure his ex-girlfriend to his apartment where he then entrapped her and a teen girl with a replica BB gun, authorities said on Friday.
Wow. I think entrapment is not part of any formal courtship process. Am I right to say that, Ren?
Who'd you learn to date from? Ted Nugent? First, you ask her to come to your place. Then you corner her with a high-powered crossbow. Let me ask you something, Doc.
Who's worse, Ted Nugent or Ted Bundy?
Let me ask you something. Isn't scared and excited the same emotion? Zach Lee Smith, this guy, this winner, 20, of Sioux City, is charged with two felony counts of false imprisonment. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could put both of her eyes out with that BB gun.
It could make a welt. It could get underneath the surface and cause a very bad infection.
Literally, it would be a blind date if you put both of her eyes out. I'm just saying, clearly, you don't want her to see the real you, Zach.
This is a disgusting mess.
You are a disgusting mess. I'm talking about on the inside, Zachy. Police said Smith's con included posing as his father and writing emails to his former sweetheart informing her that Smith had died by suicide, and he wanted her to pick up her possessions at his apartment. Ooh, this guy.
How is this... How is this going to go down in your mind, Zach? That's what I want to know. You lie and say that you were your father
and that you died
in a suicide attempt. Please come over and pick up your possessions.
And don't bring anyone or bring someone.
And do it late at night and wear something obviously loose fitting, sexy.
Right.
Wait, what? Okay, just keep going.
And then she'll be happy that you didn't kill yourself.
And then she'll blame your dad for all of this.
Which you were really posing to be the dad to entrap her. She's going to love this, Zach. Yeah. I actually think this is
true love.
This is
true love, and she's going to respond.
This is the type of ruse that could really spice things up in your relationship.
Or really sustain a relationship throughout the rest of your life.
If there's one thing that women love, it's to be tricked.
Yes.
Honesty is overrated. Am I right, Jay?
Yes. Most people, they love being generally held against their will somewhere. They love it.
That feeling of powerlessness is intoxicating to most people.
Yes.
Like being falsely imprisoned.
Held by a BB gun. They love it.
Smith also allegedly used a BB gun that resembled a real gun. So he's lying about that too.
And creating more terror, by the way.
This guy is building a foundation on mistrust and lies.
Yes.
Authorities said Smith used lies and manipulation to get his 18-year-old ex-girlfriend inside the apartment. It's his quiet confidence in himself that's the most attractive, right? He believes that he can achieve anything.
Yeah.
Police said that they learned of Smith's scheme Tuesday night and said the terrifying experience was all too real to his alleged victims. Mm-hmm. Victims! Did you hear that?
Well, it's two. I mean,
right, it's right.
It's two victims.
At first, I was like, has he done this even in the past?
No.
This is the type of thing that OkCupid should post right up on his profile.
Correct.
Am I right?
Yes.
Moving forward, he's a Virgo, 20 years old, has his own apartment, has tried to entrap women with his lies and BB guns that look real.
Also, he loves long walks on beaches.
That's right. It's our plan for those who use steroids eventually getting into the Hall of Fame. This is it. Just you put on the plaque everything this person did. Barry Bonds, great ball player, total dick. Mm-hmm. Ty Cobb probably killed
Bonds,
a guy.
Like most home runs ever, and used his kids as human shields against the press more than any other player.
Ty Cobb probably killed a guy. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Racist asshole.
Screams could be heard from the apartment as the door opened and the 15-year-old and 18-year-old fled, said Sergeant Jeremy McClure.
15-year-old. So she brought her like younger sister or younger friend or whatever.
Who's letting their 15-year-old just traipse around late at night? Okay, this happened late at night. Who is the 18-year-old woman who probably knew something was going to be up with Zach?
She brought another person to be with her. Well, maybe I understand her saying I don't want to go there alone.
Sure, but then you bring somebody who you feel like might be able
like
to.
Like your dad.
Right. Zach's pretty unstable. I, like Barry Bonds, need a human shield. Let me bring all
Becky,
this.
What are you doing tonight? Yeah. You want a human shield it for me?
Moments before, at about 10:34 p.m., officers were led to the apartment by the younger teen's brother, McClure said. So now he's involved.
Yeah.
Is he an accomplice in this thing?
I don't know.
Once police were near, Smith let out the young woman and the teen. The ex-girlfriend and her friend told the cops. Okay, so an 18-year-old hanging out with a 15-year-old. I don't like that. This is her friend, the 15-year-old. I don't like the fact that an 18-year-old who's a legal person is hanging out with a 15-year-old. It could get the 15-year-old in bad situations.
And like, look where we are.
This is all going according to plan for Zach, right?
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll hear
the rest of what happened to this idiot. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. As we mentioned, we got some live shows coming up. We might be doing another virtual show in July. We'll let you know about that. If it's another Cheap Seats, we'll let you know. That was really fun the last time
sure
we did
was.
It. But check our website, supersclubs.com, and you can get tickets for us when we're heading back to DC at the end of September and Ann Arbor in the end of October. Very excited for both of those. All right, when we left, a man, 20 years old, faked his own death, said that he committed suicide, posed as his father to get his 18-year-old ex-girlfriend to come over to his apartment where he held her and her friend, who was 15 years old, at gunpoint, but it wasn't a gun. It was a fake gun. It was a BB gun. Mm-hmm. All right, you got it? Mm-hmm. Smith then stepped outside and was arrested. McClure said, yep, that's it. To me, if he was black, he'd be dead already. Like they would have shot him if he was holding a hairdryer that looked like a gun. So that's, okay. Or a cell phone or nothing at all. He would have been shot.
Yeah.
McClure said Smith's former girlfriend from Sioux City, Nebraska. I didn't know there was Sioux City, Nebraska.
Yes, there is.
Jay, there's a Sioux City, Nebraska. I didn't know that. And her teenage friend were found unharmed and been forced to stay at Smith's apartment against their will for between 30 minutes and an hour. That's not a long time.
But still, Zach is like a white Rick James.
with less to contribute to society.
Yes.
And while Smith didn't point the BB gun at them, he displayed it and flicked the safety up and down, McClure said. He added that the gun was made to look like a real gun. Flicking the safety up and down.
That's like the scene worse from Boogie Nights. It's like the throwing of the firecracker
on the ground, or it's Glenn Close flipping the lights on and off in Fatal Attraction. Yes. Like that's there's like a cadence to it that
it's unnerving. It's like Rudy Giuliani at a press conference.
Unpredictable, unnerving, a lot of sweaty moments.
Hair, like,
dye dripping into your face. Smith's ex-girlfriend declined to comment on Friday over text message. Who's texting her?
The reporter, I guess. I don't know.
This feels weird. I guess that's the only way to reach her. Surprised the paper didn't try and Snapchat her, Jay.
Or the paper maybe said that the reporter committed suicide and she needed to come over to the apartment to pick up
some. And then, boom, she's now giving a statement to the reporter. Did the reporter slide into her DMs? This is so casual. Mm-hmm. Tried to text her.
This is Sioux City journalism, Randy.
Who the hell is a reporter? Mystery? McClure said that once at the apartment, Smith alleged the victims were both shocked to see that he was alive.
Uh-huh.
He then locked them inside. Yeah, they were so happy to hear that he had put himself out of his misery that once they said he was alive, they're like, what?
Oh, no.
No.
My celebration was all for nothing.
Do you think that for 1 second they thought he was a ghost? And that this ghost would haunt them for the rest of time?
I would.
Had to be confusing. Mm-hmm. Still terrifying.
Yeah.
And this feels like, to me, a J-Lo movie from 2003, correct, right?
Yes.
Does it not?
Yes.
He lies to her, holds her captive. She has to learn Krav Maga. He comes back to the apartment again, tries to hold her captive again. She kicks him in the nuts and kills him. Mm-hmm. Great movie.
Yes.
That's J-Lo movie all the way.
J-Lo would be doing it. I think she would be filming it on just us talking about it right now.
Sell that movie, J-Lo. It's yours.
Just start filming it.
Just give us a producer credit. Smith was booked into Woodbury County Jail on Wednesday. It was released the same day his bond was $7,500. When he comes up with the money, the sheriff's office would be like, shit, we were joking. It's $75,000. That should be what they did, right?
Tricked you, buddy. How does that feel?
Does it feel good? We gotcha. Smith could not be reached for comment. Friday was unclear whether he had an attorney or he'd been arraigned yet. I'm going to assume that he doesn't have an attorney, but he's probably emailing from a law office pretending that he's one. Yeah. Probably doing that.
Yep.
Good luck getting this 18-year-old girl to ever trust a guy again either. Like, that is now completely destroyed.
You ruined it for
or the
person.
15-year-old girl that the 18-year-old girl brought along. You now ruined two people's lives. They will never trust people ever again. It's probably a good thing. You're an idiot, Zach. Don't ever do that again. All right, that's the show, guys. Stay connected, stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
See you guys tomorrow. La-dee-da. La-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. La-dee-da-da.
A podcast network.